Hello. We're going to start this episode off with a public service announcement. Love is not real.
Love actually sucks. I almost find it revolting most of the time.
I don't even think it exists. I think that they're just a bunch of chemicals, and chemicals also kind of suck.
Oh, so you think it's like a physical form?
Yeah. Okay. Like it's like a brick of just nothingness.
I almost find emotion weak.
Yeah, and we don't tolerate the weak. I feel like the weak should not be permitted within the walls of society.
Yeah, so you're saying we need to eliminate them.
Absolutely. Now, introducing our significant others. Hello, I'm Joshua Sherwood.
And I'm Garrett Koch.
And this is the Joshua Sherwood and Garrett Koch podcast. Introducing my girlfriend, Megan.
Hello.
And introducing my girlfriend, Haley.
Hi.
All right, to start this episode off, I think we're going to do a little game show, couple versus couple. Because, you know, we're a couple of fools. Here we go. Yeah. All right. And start.
So, flowers or not flowers? Go.
Okay, petulias.
What is a... Yes, yes, sure.
Roses.
Yes.
Tulips.
Yes.
The baking flower. Baking flower.
Yes.
I'm counting it.
Okay. types of crabs.
I don't know.
red crab, yellow crab, crab.
Wait,
crab,
there's a white crab. There's white, a white crab.
White crab, ghost
crab. I think they're albino.
Albinian crab.
Ooh, nice try. Oh. I forgot the spider crab.
Dang it.
Good, close one. Also, the crab spider.
Oh.
Little known fact about the crab spider, that if you get some of those, you have to go to the store and get some cream to spread it on there. Oh. Get them away, because that will affect your relationship. Really? Now, Garrett. You have been in a relationship for how long?
4 months and 27 days.
All right. So, do you have any advice to give to our viewers?
Don't be dumb and stay strong.
All right, Haley. What would you say to the young ladies in the audience?
Find a man that is not a 12-year-old boy. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, no, but, like, on a real note, find a guy that makes you laugh.
All right. Now, what about for the young women that don't have vocal cords?
What? There's hope for you. That would suck if you're Italian. I'm Italian. But they work, so just stay strong.
Hey, this is couples only.
I'm a couple. I am a couple, yes.
All right.
You heard me right.
Well, tell me your favorite thing about your partner.
He's just perfect in every way, honestly. Like,
all right, get out. Okay. Now, Garrett, why don't you ask us a couple of questions?
Okay.
There wasn't even a question there.
What is the reversed thorn related to?
The reversed rose.
I think reverse psychology is something that's sort of important.
What about the reverse Uno card?
The reverse Uno card. Which color?
Yellow.
We actually are not exclusive. We include all colors.
Sometimes.
Because all the colors make the rainbow.
That's
sometimes.
Really close. You were just grasping. I was looking for white elephant.
Dang it.
Oh.
We were close.
That was close.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll give you the point.
Okay.
Thanks.
Next question.
What is better, Apple or Samsung?
I want to say Apple because I have an iPhone, but yeah, I think Apple.
I'm not aware of the other kind of fruit, but apples have seeds with cyanide, and that is BA. So
that
I'm gonna go with apple.
Was literally word for word.
We agreed.
That's what I was looking for. I
for
loved it.
For different reasons.
Ooh. All right. Well, that's a point.
All right. Tell us a story.
Well, when I was a kid, I went to the beach. And when I was at the beach, I found a crab. And I took it home. And I named it Jeffrey. And this crab...
What kind of crab was it?
Spider crab.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this crab grew to the size of a small child. And it started to tear apart my pets. It was actually terrifying. And it finally got released into the neighborhood. And, you know, I haven't seen it since.
Wow. And that is the story of Clifford the Big Red Dog. All right.
Dear God.
Now.
His name was Jeffrey.
We don't need to know about that. Now, one thing that's really important, this is for the guys in the audience. If you're going to deal with a woman, two letters. S-H-E-R-W-O-O-D. That's my name.
Oh.
Remember it. Come to me for advice. I will give you advice.
Wow.
Would you have anything to add? Either of you ladies.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you just said. You told us to go to you for advice.
No, the young men in the audience. And then I said, do you have anything else to add?
What if they want to give you advice?
Yeah, what if you need advice?
I haven't required any advice in about 30 centuries.
Okay,
I don't know about you.
I would like to say that advice is useless. Make your own advice.
I suppose.
Unless if we're giving advice.
Yeah, then you have to listen to us.
Actually, you know, hand it over. Listen to your girlfriend. She's right.
Yeah.
That's
not
yes.
Close.
Unless if she's your significant other.
Then
in that case,
do the complete opposite.
Yeah. Anytime she says anything, do the exact opposite.
Anytime she says anything remotely, like, reliable or responsible, just completely bat that away and, you know, you do you.
Like a mosquito.
Yeah.
And Garrett knows a little bit about mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes, they actually breed in water. Still water. Watch out for the West Nile. Watch out for the Northwestern Nile.
Never let your girlfriends swim in the water.
I would say...
And yes, I said girlfriends.
I would say don't even let your girlfriends out of the house. Just to be safe.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. What I would... My perfect idea of a perfect world is to convince every woman that the sun is evil and they should never step outside.
I like that.
Yeah, we need to develop a fear.
Okay. I think fear is one of the driving forces in any good relationship. What would you say about that, Megan?
I thought that the sun was evil. That's what you've been telling me the last, like, however many months.
It is.
It is?
Yes.
You guys are making it sound like you're lying to me.
No, we promise.
Everything that's been said and everything I've said before is true.
Okay, so I still can't go outside?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
I'm gonna go outside.
So what do you think about fear being the driving force in a good relationship?
Well, I think that fear is important because if you're not gonna beat each other, then it's not a relationship.
Oh, no. They crept down the block. On the block. All right. All right.
This is when I would beat you.
That's the man's job.
I'm sorry.
You are forgiven. Just don't let it happen again. All right. So, let me ask you a question. I would ask you this earlier, but I felt like it'd be more comfortable to ask it while the mic was on. How do I grab your bun?
Well, you palm it like a basketball.
Okay.
And then, whoa.
Now, do you move it around like
and,
like, whoa. Which way do you move it?
Everywhere? Yep, just like how you are.
Yeah? Okay, so I'm grabbing your bun and I'm moving it around in a circular motion. It kind of feels like a joystick.
Yes, it controls me, actually.
Now,
that's how women work.
What if I flicked
it? Wow, you really don't know how women work.
Well, please explain.
Do you not understand buns? That's why girls are always like, don't touch my bun! Because they're literally joysticks connecting to our brains.
Well, how do we use them?
Touch it and you'll find out.
Okay, I just moved it up. Now back down. And then, left, right, up, down, up, down, left, right. What happens? I don't notice any difference.
It's because it all happens in my brain.
Wow. Now that is actually a discovery. I didn't really even consider that to be a factor. All right. Well, let's give the ladies one last opportunity to say something before we take this podcast to a new location. Anything else to add? We'll start with Haley.
I just want to say dream big. If you're Italian, you're lucky, and all learn. Right,
here we go, Megan.
Yeah, that was
zippity zoppity. Women are property.
Oh, all right. Yeah, thank you very much. Now,
you,
we are going to sidestep into a new location. Oh. Now, if you look over here, this man is wearing polka dots. He is a clown. What is it like to be a clown nowadays in 2019? July? Is it the 14th? Yeah, July 14th, 2019. Was it like to be a clown? Go.
You know, I was just watching Dumbo.
Oh.
And oftentimes I feel more like the elephant than the clown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. And that is very ironic because he is, in fact, the clown.
So you're saying be the elephant.
Yes.
So
I'm saying grow ears larger than wings and fly away from your worst nightmares and your dreams and hopes and broken failures.
So you want us to be the elephant in the room?
Yeah. Yes.
What is the worst nightmare of an elephant?
Cheese.
Cheese. All right. This here is Stefano, the famous boxer. What do you have to say about cheese? I know you have a lot of expertise. You've smelled all sorts of cheese. You smell like cheese. All of the above. Cheese is your just namesake, go-to, professional.
So my opinion is that pepper jack cheese is the best cheese. If you don't freak with pepper jack cheese, you're not doing it right.
Who is Jack?
He's my buddy. He's from Pepper. We combined his name because, like, he means a lot to us.
I thought that was a dog.
No, he's a cat. But, like, you know, he's big with us, so.
So he's a big dog named Clifford.
No,
Clifford the big red dog. Is that where cheese comes?
No.
Wait, so cheese comes from Clifford the big red dog. When did you hear this news?
Just now. I'm shocked.
Guten bye. Or should I say gluten bye?
Gluten bye.
Are you poking me?
All right.
What do we do about all these balloons right on your six?
Well, let's look at the colors. We have some blue, we have some yellow, and some, is that like,
I think it's a purplish pink.
Purplish pink, maybe a magenta, but a little bit darker.
I was thinking more of a poo brown, maybe.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I like the color.
We also have orangutan and Greek.
Greek.
Yes. There's one more tucked behind it. Oh, it looks like another orgasm, but it's a little darker than the orangutan.
Interesting. I like that.
On the other side, we have a blob, and then another ogre.
It looks like we have a plum over there, like a really large plum.
Oh, yes. But first, this corner, we have blob, and ogre.
Ogre, okay.
This is very interesting.
All right, you guys are leaving?
What do you smell?
Cheese.
Well, yeah, that's given. Besides that, what do you smell?
Fantastic.
You smell... What does fantastic smell like?
Pepper.
Pepper jack cheese, perhaps?
What is going on, bro?
It is all connected. Now... If you look over in the corner here, you can see our dog. We are going to watch him lay down a turd. Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's about to drop a sausage. Plop that little brown stone. Lay it in the tile. He's about to lay it down. He's about to plop it on the ground.
I am back. I just got distracted by a Triceratops.
Now, Megan is back in the studio. What are we looking at here?
That is a giant snowman.
A giant snowman.
Dear God, it's enormous.
Wow. In the middle of July in California.
That's terrifying.
Jeez. And you know he's powerful because it's like 90 degrees.
Yeah, dude. Indestructible.
He's just staring at us.
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Why is his nose like that? That's like a
It's a tomato.
What?
Just
Why?
Enormous
I hate
tomato.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, usually it's a carrot.
Yeah.
Just an enormous tomato for a nose, and it's got like holes cut out of it for nostrils, and Oreos are put in it.
Ew.
That is just absolutely foul. What are its arms made out of? The snowman.
I was thinking rose petals.
Wow. Sure. Its arms are made out of rose petals.
It sure does look like
How do they make rigid rose petals just like stacked together in a line to create those
arms? I'm
going to
be honest. I don't even know how they stay together.
That is just a miracle of nature. And
did they just say girls only? Hold on.
No.
Let's go.
There's no way. We're busting in here.
Did
they
just
think
say girls only.
They think that they can kick us out of the girls' bathroom. There is no way.
I have earned that privilege.
We have ended segregation years ago. We're going in. Hey, let us into the girls' bathroom. We're coming in.
Yes.
Nope. Segregation was ended years ago. We're coming in
privilege.
Here. All right, let's go into the stall.
Have a vagina.
We'll find out. Here we go, into the depths.
All right.
Wow.
Right into the closet.
Man, their toilets are really weird. It's like 5 feet wide.
You know,
like
I'm
a radius.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This doesn't even look like a bathroom.
Yeah. Oh no.
I get the
looks
odd
like
feeling.
They've locked us in the stall.
I get the odd feeling that this is a bad situation.
Oh man, we have found ourselves in quite the pickle.
I think what we're going to have to do.
What was that?
You can't take your pants off together like that.
Man, how else are we going to full send in the ladies' bathroom?
Oh.
And why is there a bathtub? Why is there a bathtub?
Hey, this is child friendly.
Yeah.
Don't corrupt the kids.
Gary Coke, that's enough from you. All right. On
My
three. One, two, three. Bah! Oh. All right. One, two, three. Oh. Hee-yaw.
Hee-yaw.
Wow.
Ow!
That was just the biggest send of my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably like
just
how do you describe
orange.
It? Like think of like a clock laid down and then a clock laid vertically on top and then that just surrounded in poo. That was like how big that one was.
I like that.
It was like imagine like a pie just covered in whipped cream. Just like super high and then just all brown.
Oh, wait.
You guys are going on a girls only trip?
Yeah.
You guys are fake.
You have work, so don't worry about it.
Well, I'm just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
I'm your witness.
She's my witness.
Yeah. Get out of the girls' bathroom.
Don't get tetanus. Rusty nails.
Oh.
HPV.
Yeah. Hepatitis virus.
B.
Be what?
Hepatitis
be smart?
Be smart.
A fly.
On the wall.
Fly on the wall. Ay.
In the wall.
Ay.
In the wall. Step the flight. On the wall. Flip through the wall. Through the wall. Slip through the wall. This got super wall. And I fell on the wall.
Fly.
And I crept down the wall.
Ay.
like a fly.
Ay.
Like a fly.
Ay.
Slept on the wall. Ay. Like a fly.
Ay.
Like a fly. Huh? Ooh. Like a what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Fly, yay! Fly, 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 fly.
We did it. Let's go out of the ladies' room. I'm done with this. This place sucks. Yeah, I don't want to be in there anyways.
Probably some idiot.
Yeah, honestly. All right. This here is my man, Skeleton Man. He's going to play us a song on his rib cage. Go on ahead.
Hey, yo, what up? Yo, what up? It's your boy, Skeleton Man. If you want to hear my ribs, you got to put it down my mouth. But.
Man, that's a little inappropriate. We're gonna take a step back for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's head over this way. We have some individuals, I think. Do they think? I have no idea.
Yes,
what is a thought that you have had in your brain today?
I love Jesus.
He is one of the most amazing fellows.
He's a pretty solid dude, I would say.
I've met him before, and he made me smile and laugh.
I really like smiling, boy, I tell you.
I also cried a little bit. I peed a little bit. It was quite an emotional night.
Yeah, you know, he makes everlasting love.
Oh, man.
From 1910.
He just, like, took my heart out of its box and just passionately loved me.
Yeah, he really likes
and morning
in New York, New York. Yeah.
Wait, New York, New York, like the city New York in the state New York.
Yeah.
Good one.
Did you know that?
Do you want to know my thoughts?
Oh yes, please.
Okay, is Perry a guy or a girl? I'm getting back in. That was one of my thoughts.
Well, what kind of name is Perry?
That is your dog's name, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but is it a male or female name?
I don't know. That's the question. Because it is 2019, so, like,
that is true. But
she can choose whatever.
But
it could be non-binary.
Non-binary?
Isn't that what it's called?
Or non-bifocal. Are you insulting his vision?
I'm a non-binary female snowshoe.
Well, Perry.
Perry's here.
Oh, hey, look at that.
He is... it's Zur, actually. It's Zur.
Zur? That's the...
That's it. That's
like a he.
That is his preferred pronoun.
Okay, Zur?
Zur. Don't call him any other name other than Zur.
Let's expand it.
He doesn't like that at all.
Expand it my way. I am a couple, remember.
Let's expand. Let's get the noster.
All right.
Yes.
What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling... anger and frustration.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Two.
No, that one isn't right. No, that's not right either. The next. Oh, that's correct.
420 is always correct.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can never go wrong.
All right. I think for the next segment, we're going to count to 420 with 10-minute intervals. One.
Two.
Wait, no, 10-minute intervals. All right, so we're going to start over again. 15-minute intervals between each number. One.
15.
Garrett, I don't think you're grasping.
I'm not grasping.
I don't think you're grasping. All right, we'll try 69-minute intervals. All right, one. The next one's two.
Maybe we should lower the intervals.
I think we should raise it. Yeah. We're going to count to 420 with 420 hour intervals. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, 0, negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, negative 5, negative 6, negative 7, negative 8, negative 9, negative 10.
1.
In the meantime, let's take a little stroll around the block here.
All right.
Garrett, you take this next one.
All right. I am gonna like myself. All right. Let's go to the northeastern side. I'm really feeling some good vibes over here. All right.
Yes. Are there good ways?
What?
Like, how big are they?
is your views on palm trees? Go.
They do not belong in Northern California. The people who live in Sacramento and put them in their front yards are stupid because they're trying to pretend they're being on the beach and in South Cal and SoCal. They're not. They're just trying to be cool, and they're not.
Also, wow. Did you know that there's more deaths from coconuts than sharks?
Woo! Wow, some hot answers in here.
Also, the beaches in Northern California are freezing cold, so no one wants to go to them anyway.
Word. I agree. All right. And then, Josh, what's your views on palm trees?
Palm trees is a kind of drink that is really cold.
Interesting. You know, the last time we were here, we were looking at stars. Is there any stars out tonight?
Let me take a look. I think I see the moon over there. It's actually moving in a sort of northeastern direction.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's blinking with white and red lights across its horizontal axis.
Wow. Okay.
But that is the only star that I've seen. You know that the moon is the closest star to Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
That is why light illuminates the sky during the night.
Did you know the moon is also the biggest star?
Yeah, it is also the biggest star in the night sky.
Is it the biggest star or the nearest star?
It is both.
It's the biggest dipper.
Oh, yes, the Big Dipper. That is actually the biggest known frying pan known to humankind.
Yeah.
It's the great frying pan.
No, we're talking about the moon.
It's called the great frying pan. You have the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper, and the great frying pan.
Actually, we're talking about that house over there. Do you see that house over there?
I do.
What do you think of the length of its chimney?
I think it should be at least 420 feet taller, to be honest.
If I would have to agree with that. That actually would be 69 times the length of it right now.
Wow. I couldn't agree more. That'd be one of the best things ever.
Yeah, that actually is roughly making it, I believe, 60 feet tall.
Yeah.
If it needs to be 6 feet tall.
And it would single-handedly make the house 716.32 times better.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been trying to say.
I already crunched the numbers.
Let us shoot some hoops. All right. You load the shotgun while I explain what's going on to the audience. Hoop has offended me and my family and everyone I've ever known. It has just pissed on the graves of everyone I've ever loved.
Oh.
So let us execute this foul beast of a hoop.
Yeah.
All right, shoot it.
All right. Now?
Yeah, like right now.
All right. I don't know if I could do it.
Are you Well, no, you have to pull the trigger.
Oh, you want me to pull it harder?
Yeah, you should pull the trigger.
You need... Oh, the safety's on.
Okay, that's okay. Boom! Wow! That's a dead mamma jamma. All right.
Forget that.
Let's take a little spin. And now, faces. Faces wow. Near, faces far, faces past, faces future. I see love in her eyes. What do you see?
Hate.
Red
hate.
Just boiling hot rage.
You think that's a smile? No.
That's an evil grin.
She is plotting.
There is deception, deceit,
yes,
and denial in those eyes.
I don't trust it for 1 minute.
Never. I would never trust it.
Yeah. Just like you can't trust beach towels.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, let me just put this beach towel on the beach, and then it gets all sandy. Like, what is it for then?
I never liked sandy.
Yeah.
I mean, her... Yeah, no. Definitely one of the worst characters
ever. She thinks
she's
so cool with her dome. Like,
yeah,
really?
Like, go watch the Hunger Games. That's a much cooler dome.
It's like you already have a dome around your head, idiot.
What a loser.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap this up pretty soon. So I've got a question. It's regarding my shirt.
Okay.
Now, we've all heard of the film 101 Dalmatians.
Uh-huh.
I had this idea. I thought I'd pitch it to you. 101 Damnations. So, there's the devil. He's finding these 100 humans and trying to take their souls and drag them down to hell.
Interesting. So, who's the protagonist?
There are actually no protagonists.
They're only antagonists. So, are we rooting for the antagonist?
You are rooting against every single character that you meet.
So,
you don't want the devil to win, but you also want every human to lose their soul also at the same time. It creates a lot of conflict within each audience member.
Interesting. And between the characters in the movie. So the end goal is to just have everyone eliminated.
Yes, but also not in a way that the devil wins by dragging their souls to hell. Like, to lose them by some other means.
Interesting.
That's my idea for the movie.
Sounds like it'll be a hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What else do you have to say? Actually, we have one other guest we'd like to drag over here and interrupt his conversation. Maybe he'd like to say one word.
Okay.
That is a fine choice of a word. I've never heard of a better word in my entire life.
I gotta say, one of the best things I've heard.
I mean, just think of all the letters in the word okay.
Yeah.
O.
And K.
K.
That's it.
Those are the only letters.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that that's even allowed to say. Like, it's so powerful.
I mean,
by itself.
It's also a state.
Yeah.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
It's a state of being. It is one of the most descriptive words.
Yes.
Just, you can fill in that word as an answer for basically any question that you get asked.
Very versatile.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Alright. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any last words to say to the audience?
You know, I would like to say, keep it 100, do it for the kids. I think that's good enough for me.
Okay.
Okay.